Now it's time for us to talk a little downtown Bangor, as we do each week at this time. Back in the studio with us from the Downtown Bangor Partnership, Betsy Lundy is here. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
How are you this week?
I'm doing well, I think. Yeah. Apparently, I'm not like totally on my A game, though.
Who is? It's school vacation
week.
That's
true. That's true.
Which that changes your whole perspective of vacation week.
When I was a teacher, I looked so forward to vacation. Yeah. Now that I'm a parent, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Entertain me. What are we doing today, Mom? Yeah. Well, that's why we're here. Chance to get away and make a little radio this afternoon. You've brought along a special guest, as you do every week, and we're happy to welcome Dave Gordon to the studio. Dave, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what you do with Dave Gordon Media.
What do I do? Well, primarily I do video production. I make TV commercials. I make videos for Facebook, for your webpage, how-to videos, get-to-know-my-company type of videos, that sort of thing.
And I was saying before we came on, I saw terrific work you did with our friend Zach Robbins for the good folks at Darlings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do a lot of stuff with Zach, and I do a lot of stuff with Darlings.
You did the piece with Zach a few years ago when our friend from UFC beat the living crap out of him.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
Emily Kagan. Yes. She came in, and she wasn't joking around. She didn't know how to fake a punch or fake a throw. So when we told her to throw Zach across the room, she really did it, and it messed up his back for a while.
Oh dear! Well, listen, you want to be on TV?
Yeah,
that's the price you have to pay sometimes.
Yeah, that's what it takes.
But, so, how long have you been doing what you do?
I've been in business for myself for just over a year. I've been doing video production for about 20 years now. I've been all over the place. I worked for the TV stations. I worked in House of Darlings for a few years doing their video production. And now I'm out on my own, and I've been doing this for about 14 months.
And I have to think that the scope of what you do has changed, and you mentioned social media, that for a long time it was just television, but these days there are so many other platforms available.
Yeah, absolutely. It's unbelievable. The last 5 years or so, it's really been a big switch, I would say. I still do a lot of broadcast stuff, but the rise in the people that just want stuff for social media is growing fast.
Well, and that's the name of the game, too. Whenever, somebody will start a new website, okay, that was great. That was really wonderful 15 years ago. But this day and age, if you're going to reel people in, you've got to have some content out there, and audio's nice, video's better.
Yeah, it's very true. And there's a lot of people that are seeking me out now for exactly that kind of thing. People that have business ideas or they're just starting out and they want to get to know me type of video for their Facebook page or for their web page.
So when you're creating a video like that, an introductory video or to tell people about a business, how much preparation does it take for you in learning not just about the business, but about the people involved?
A fair amount. I usually have an introductory meeting with the person, take notes, say, what are you trying to accomplish? What are the problems you're trying to solve with this type of thing? And we kind of go back and forth for a while about that, and I'll help them script something out and get it in production.
Excellent. Yeah. Now, your office is right in the Bangor Arts Exchange on Exchange Street in downtown Bangor. So part of that downtown scene, why is it important for you to be right there in the heart of everything?
It is a fantastic place to be. First of all, when someone needs to come see me, a client needs to come see me for a meeting, I say, do you know where the Bangor Arts Exchange is? And everyone says, yes, they do. So it's easy to locate people. People love my office. They love looking out the windows and just watching people walk by. It's amazing. They love just all the entertainment they can see on the street, while they visit me. I love it down there because it is so centrally located. I do a lot of video shoots downtown, and I don't even need to get in my car. I can haul all my gear around with me on a little hand truck and walk right through downtown, walk to shoots. That's why I like it, really.
And we've talked with so many people about how great it is now with downtown growing the way it is, that you've got this interconnection between businesses and people down there, whether you're retailers or service providers, that for a lot of people, there's no need to ever leave downtown because so much is right there now.
Yeah, and it's absolutely true. The interesting thing is my wife is the one that convinced me that I needed to be downtown because she loves downtown so much. And I wasn't so sure at the beginning if I needed to be down there or not. And now I love it. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Like I said, I've been there for 14 months or so, And I park in the parking garage. I walk to my office. It's a quick little walk. And it's one of the best parts of my day, every single day. I love it down there.
And the downtown businesses, everybody seems pretty supportive of each other.
Yeah. Yeah, they absolutely are. Just in the Bangor Arts Exchange building, just the friends I've made that work in there is fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, you got Josh Gass and then the folks at Launchpad. You've got the great folks, Tim Gowan and company at Black Bear. And that's turned into one of those streets that has just grown exponentially in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yep, and that's true. The Black Bear has really taken off because if people don't know where the Arts Exchange is, I say, "Do you know where Black Bear is?" And they say, "Oh, of course I do." Well, I'm right beside that, so I'm very easy to find.
We're talking with Dave Gordon here on Downtown, and Betsy, it's more proof that we've talked about time and time again of how so much of what's going on and going well in downtown Bangor has been driven by that creative economy.
Yeah, definitely. And Bay is like host to a great creative economy. It's if, you know, somebody like Dave would literally be like on his own throughout the day in a different kind of environment, but he has all these other people to like bounce ideas off of and get creative with, or just, you know, bump into on the way to the bathroom and make some conversation so he doesn't go stir crazy like working in his office all day long. Yeah. So I think that the creative economy and like attracts like and just keeps bringing more and they build off each other and grow with each other. So it's been really nice.
I would think too, and you said you work for the TV stations in the area and somebody who does this every day. One of the great things about social media is that you're not bound by the same structures. You don't have to limit it to a 30-second or a 60-second spot. And I have to think that allows for so much more creativity.
That is exactly right. Some of the things I do, I will start with a long form commercial that might run 45, might run a minute, minute and a half, and I'll try to cut it down for 30 for a broadcast. And usually it works, sometimes it doesn't, so that long form format works much better. Like the thing you saw with Zach recently about downtown was cut down to a 30, and it didn't work. So it's amazing that it had a home on social media where it could really thrive and get a response.
And everybody was good in it, but I say this, not simply because they're sponsors, but clearly Josh Parda was the star of that.
He did great.
He was the mic drop at the end.
That was wonderful. So if people want to get in touch, they can stop in and see you at the Bangor Arts Exchange. How else can they reach out to Dave Gordon Media?
My website is easy to remember, davegordonmedia.com.
That's pretty simple right there. Mm-hmm. Well, Dave, thank you so much. Good to finally meet you after all this time.
You too. I've been in this room before. I don't know what I was doing. I know I had a video camera with me.
Wow. Jerry, were you a part of it? No, was it? When Cookson was here? God knows.
I can't remember what it was, but yes, I was aware. I'm aware of that, too. I can't remember what we were doing.
No, either.
Something.
I'm sure it was amazing.
Well, I have no doubt. Well, we'll see you back here when you start working on the Rich Kimball story coming soon to a theater near you. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Betsy, thank you as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
All right, sounds good.